my dad was a piece of shit. This is something that I keep within until I listen to a beat like this. Sworn nemesis, a Vietnam War veteran whose only goal in life was to score more medicine. Same person even though we were born separate. Thinking back makes it hard to even form sentences. Wasn't there when I needed him around. Arrives happy, ends up leaving with a frown. Mentally lost, constantly dreaming I was found. Honestly, I don't think in the least I made him proud. Mom tried her best to keep him out the house. When drunk, I'm surprised that even breathing was allowed. I was a measly 100 pounds. If he was still around, I swear to God I'd beat him to the ground. Stab him in the chest, leave him bleeding on the couch. Imagine him in the water and leaving him to drown. I have a daughter now, I show her nothing but affection. When our weekend is up, she doesn't wanna end it. Jumping up to mention something of a question. Walked up, gave her a hug, and then I said this. Her soul I was hugging. I asked if she would take care of me when I was old and 100. She said yes, gave me a kiss and big hug. I know she won't quit or give up. Cause back in the day I was sick and mixed up. Followed the wrong crowd, did but quit drugs. Getting drunk was the way, chugging for days. Mom prayed, hoping that something would change, and then it happened. That's when I started coming of age. I have a daughter now, I would love her to stay. Nothing to say, I'm eye to eye, touching her face. Thinking for her, I would jump in front of a train. My mother is next, I love her to death. A survivor, deserves a ton of respect. Light years above of the rest. I would give her pints of my blood in a sec, or take a slug to the chest. Something she said was stuck in my head, that made me want to tell her when I did have stuff to confess. If it was up to me, I'd rather suffer instead. Give her everything I have till nothing is left. We were young and intense, used to argue a lot, but I still love my sister and brother to death. Bringing up my dad is the wrong button to press, but still I would give anything to touch him again. Never even saw his funeral site. I have a suitable life with 3 kids and a beautiful wife who's gonna have me in a chokehold forever. Eventually we're gonna grow old together.